Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's the magical half hour where America has to make a choice as to what is better radio, Matt's rants or the EBS test.
And it will go up right after 2:20.
And just so everybody knows, in the break, Vegas went from 7 to making the EBS test a 10-point favorite. All right. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a terrific service department that backs up with great technicians. In fact, they need more technicians. They can handle routine, difficult, they're just really good. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Come on, name another show that's having fun with the EBS test.
Valid point.
I mean, seriously. The test coming up. Everybody, let's see if it works. Oh, for goodness sakes. Come on.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
So now we might as well set the tone, because you've only got 13 minutes before the test. So you better come out swinging. You already went with the Urban Meyer thing. And Urban Meyer, by the way, has been the one that's come out and said, no, I'm not a candidate.
He talked to
Bruce Feldman about it today. Nor should he be a candidate. At this stage of his life, he doesn't need to do this. Okay? He doesn't need to. I don't know what Michigan State wants to do, but nobody knows. In fact, to be honest with you, the process with Tucker is not over yet. They have that hearing tomorrow. Remember the October 5th thing? Well, for those scoring at home, tomorrow's October 5th, so, and they are going to go through with it. It's part of their, quote, procedure. Okay. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But you are far from rantless.
That is correct. So with the Phillies game last night, so in the first inning, everyone was going off that at the Phillies' third base coach that Kyle Schwarber should have been waved home.
Right, sure.
And I agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, I guess that's our play-by-play call day. It's Harper running through the stop sign at third, right?
That's right. We'll go to that first real quick.
The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, ripped down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit for Castellanos. Harper is off to the races, around second. He's heading for third. The helmet comes flying off. They're going to wave him to the plate. The relay home is not in time.
Wow.
Harper scores from first as Castellanos is in at third. And the Phillies take a 4-1 lead.
Scott Fransky with the call on the Phillies radio network. Before you continue with your rant and your trail of hate, I've said this before, but it's just worth repeating. I love watching Bryce Harper play. Bryce Harper is the kind of guy you put up on a tape and you show to kids how you're supposed to play the game, how hard you play it, the passion with which you play it, everything. And there are other guys that fall into that category. Ronald Acuna Jr. plays the game like that. He's all out. The kid De La Cruz from Cincinnati is an all-out kind of player. You go to the NFL, you can see the all-out play of so many guys out there. You know, the Parsons motor never stops out there. The way Mahomes plays the game. You know, there's a lot of guys that you can point out. You know, the way Connor McDavid plays hockey, the way Steph Curry plays basketball, there's a lot of guys you can look at. And yes, and LeBron, LeBron's played hard his whole career. He may not be your kind of guy, but he plays hard all the time. And I think they, in terms of how they play, is good examples And Harper's just one of those guys. I love watching how he plays.
Me too. I thought that was brilliant what he did last night, because I think he was on everybody's same thought process of what happened with Schwarber in the first. I'm going home, man.
Yeah, but more than that, though, but remember, what does Harper have the advantage of in that play? Okay? He's leaving first base. He's got the play in front of him. So he can see what the outfielders are doing, and that helps with his decision as to what he thinks he can do, because he does have the play in front of him. He took advantage of it.
But that was a blatant playing scared and playing not to lose type of move. Everyone is coming back with the arguments that were for keeping Schwarber there, as he can't run, consider who's coming up next, this and that. Yeah, let's go with that for a second. There's one out, only one out. You have Harper coming up next, which is part of those arguments. So guess what? If you send Schwarber on the sack fly and he gets out, guess what? You still have another out to work with. You have Harper coming up, and you have another guy on second base. So that argument is irrelevant. Take a chance. It's the playoffs.
I'll be honest with you. I did not see the Schwarber play. Because I missed the beginning of the game. Practice went late last night, and I wanted to bring home dinner. So I never did see the play, so I don't know why, if I was watching it, what I thought Schwarber's odds would be. I don't know.
It was hit fairly deep to right field. It was probably a few feet away from the warning track. It's right on the right field foul line. And when the camera angle goes from the guy throwing it in towards home plate and you see Schwarber going back to third, Schwarber was clearly halfway down the line already to begin with. So we clearly would have made it. But let's say if he didn't get that head start, it's still deep enough and wide enough that you can at least take a chance on it. It's, again, let's go through the circumstances. You only have one out. You have Harper coming up. And either way, you're going to have a guy at second base still in scoring position to send somebody in. Take a chance. It's the playoffs. Do it.
Well, it didn't cost them. They won 4-1.
True.
So, you know.
But what Harper did there was huge, as you pointed out, because you had a little bit of a dicey inning before. Marlins finally get on the board. They get out of the jam. And that was a huge insurance run for them at the time.
It was. But again, he did have, based on how you described it, Harper had the advantage of having the ball in front of him. Okay? And I think that made a big difference into what his thought process was in terms of running through the stop sign. You know, because he could see it. Now, Schwarber, he's in a different spot. He can't see it. It's behind him, right? Because it was the right field. Correct?
Correct, yes.
So now you're relying completely on what the base coach is saying on the play. Harper didn't have to rely on it as much because he could see it himself, and he knew what he was capable of. I just love how that guy plays. Golly, the Phillies fans are so lucky that when they went out to spend money on a free agent, they spent money on a guy that gives back every day. Every day. Gets back from a injury nobody should be back from early, hits .293, despite the fact he's still wearing contraptions on the bases and things like that, plays a new position, first base. Just nothing but great things to say about Bryce Harper, at least in this world here. And I could say that about a bunch of guys, just it turns out we're talking about Bryce Harper here. By the way, only 19,000 at the Rays game yesterday. Lowest attended postseason game since the 1919 World Series between the White Sox and Reds, which ended up being the Black Sox scandal. Major League Baseball takes some of the blame for that, and here's the reason why. Okay? Number one, they did not announce the start times of the games until Sunday night. Number two, in announcing it Sunday night, they put it in the 3 o'clock time slot on a Tuesday. That's a little late in the game to find out. 9 o'clock at night? So you're talking 42 hours and it's an afternoon game. They're going to play at 3 o'clock this afternoon again. It's the ABC game. But I know Tampa's not the greatest baseball market in the world, not the greatest sports market in the world, but it's not the greatest. Although the Lightning draw really well. It's interesting. The Lightning draw really
It's
really
a Lightning
well.
Town, and basically yeah. it's because they keep winning, and they've won, and right. they've had a lot of success. If it were, if right. they didn't have success, it'd be the same way as it is with the Bucks and with the Rays.
But the Rays were not given an advantage. First of all, they're a tough draw to begin with. Number two, announcing it that late, which I understand, you're trying to make pairings here because you don't have the playoffs completely settled, and playing at 3 in the afternoon, they gave them the worst time slot to be in. Now, if they're playing at 8 at night like the Phillies, and the Phillies are on at 8 at night for a reason. Of all the teams in this round, they are the single best television draw out there. Right? Who's a better draw in the first round?
Yeah, and the A-team is doing the game. The Sunday Night Baseball crew is the ones calling it, too. So,
well, they're calling it because it's the primetime game. In other words, there's no Mets in there. If it's the Mets are in, the Phillies are not in primetime. Okay? If the Yankees are in, the Phillies are not in primetime. Okay? Right, the Yankees were in last year. Exactly what time of day were you watching the Phillies and the Braves?
Yeah, they were the 4:07 slot or whatever
exactly.
it was then. Yeah,
exactly.
So, no, I get that. Yeah.
So Philadelphia is the biggest single draw in the opening round, no doubt. All right, and so they've got the 8 o'clock time slot. Tampa, Texas might be the least, even though do you realize the Rangers ratings doubled this year? They were up 99% from last year.
That's what it sounds like.
The highest. I mean, I'm talking about the Texas Rangers, 99%. Up over last year. The Phillies were, the Pirates were 72%. The Phillies were up like 30% over last year, which is amazing because they were really up big last year because they had such a great year. They're up even more this year, the TV ratings. Tremendous. So, what's the next one?
All right, so the next one has to do with the transfer portal. Now, this is to my understanding, so if I'm putting out there, if I'm not interpreting
right.
this
sure.
right, you jump in.
Right.
So,
no problem.
It was announced today that the transfer mm-hmm. portal window's closing from 60 to 45 days. And the way things are, I'm getting the alert now on my phone.
Oh, are you?
Yep, I just got it. It says, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is being okay. required by the public. I just got it at 2:18 on my phone. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't have it yet. Mine says run for the hills. I don't know what that means.
Oh my almighty!
We're 1 minute away from that for the radio. By the way, it's now 2:19 Eastern.
All right. So the transfer board, the transfer portal. I don't like the fact that it's 45. It should have been 30. But
that's where I am. I don't think this does anything. I don't think this solves the problem at all. Basically, you're just killing it by 15 days, but you still are giving almost the same windows as it was before. If you really wanted to make a point about the transfer portal and put a stop to this, you would have made it at 30 days. Again, the NCAA is just trying to be too wishy-washy with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Put the foot down. That was your opportunity again to do it, and they still didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the 30 days. So it was 45 days from the end of the announcement of the college football playoff. It was 45 days. So now it's going to be 30. So it's going to go from what, December 4th to what, January 3?
Correct.
Okay, and then they've got 15 days in the spring, April 15th to the 30th or something like that. Should have made it 30 days. Should have gone from the 4th to the 19th, and then 15 to 30. That's what they should have done. Because at that point, what, you're on the fence for the whole month? No. It's like, come on. I'm with you. I think they should. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Do we have to play it?
It's playing in the background here.
This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system.
There it is.
We will take your calls in the final half hour. And we will find out in an informal poll what was better, that test or Matt's rants.
I'm going to put the
now,
poll
America's
on social media, too.
Okay. The rants have come out, which we'll review the rants. Just give everybody a feel. After hearing the rants, Vegas now has you as a 17-point underdog.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Now, for all we know, the spoken word of Matt Cotrillo could pull a major upset here over some robot.
I do believe in miracles.
This is your chance to defeat AI. So I'm rooting for you.
Oh, my almighty!
Do you feel safer now that the test has happened?
So much safer.
Yeah, okay. I never got it. Never came in on my phone. I feel good. It's pretty much, for the most part, I feel like on my own anyway. All right, so we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
FOULED, that spells founder!
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
FOULED, that spells founder.
By the way, big on Zach Wheeler as a postseason pitcher. Really big on him. Yeah, I know he lost a couple games in the World Series last year. But I don't know. I just see this guy. He gets the ball. He's steady, Eddie. He goes 6 2/3 last night, 5 hits, a run. I mean, terrific. You know what? Strikes out 8, doesn't walk a batter. I mean, you take out the World Series. No, let's take out the World Series. I mean, I know that's 2 starts we're taking out of the mix here. But this guy has, 33 strikeouts and 3 walks in his other postseason appearances. Really? That's 5 starts, 33 walks, or 33 strikeouts, 3 walks, an 11-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Are you kidding me? And he's given up a whopping total of 15 hits in 32 innings. 15 hits in 32 innings and 33 strikeouts, 3 walks. This is the kind of guy whose heart rate is at 45 and just goes out and pitches. And he pounds that 97-mile-per-hour pitch. Pounds it. Exactly the kind of guy you want pitching in the postseason. Great choice for game 1. They got Nola tonight. Who are the Yankees going with tonight on the mound? They decided yet?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
No? No game? Travel day? No.
I'm jumping on the Red October bandwagon.
Well, I think you just depressed a lot of Philly fans. Your track record is not good. All right, so... So how do you think you rated against the EBS test? Do you feel like you came out and gave a good effort?
I thought so.
Okay. All right. Good. It's good to be confident. Find out what America thinks. Yeah. Phone lines are open. You want to tell us, you know, your personal winner was the EBS test, which I thought was exciting and dramatic, especially the way we did it. Yeah. I thought putting it in the background was important. And Matt's rants. So we carried it all in this half hour. So I'd like to know what your winner happens to be. Oh, look, Taylor Swift just voted. She voted for the EBS test. Huh. Boy, that doesn't bode well for you.
That's all right.
He's got a lot of influence right now.
That I can't deny.
Wow. All right. EBS test, Matt's rants. Phone lines open. Online open. Vote now. It's your call, America. Come on. Let's bring it home. Thought Matt kind of felt like you threw 93-94 on the slow gun.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The phone lines are open, as is our online poll.
Correct.
So I want to know, what was more exciting to you, Matt's rants or the EBS test? Let's find out what America thinks. I know which way I'm voting. Should I announce which way I'm voting, or do you want me to keep it a secret?
I think I can guess which way you're going to go.
Okay, what's your guess?
The EAS test.
No, I was going to vote for you.
Wow.
Oh, no, no, no.
I appreciate it.
I got a governmental cry for help. I'm not going to go for that. Come on. All right. So, but let's see what America thinks. What is more dynamic to you? Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Talk about dynamic. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. All with great warranties. Terrific pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And a terrific service department. Routine. Difficult. They can handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And by the way, when it comes time to trade in for your next SMC vehicle, a service department is going to make sure it's in the best shape possible. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Let's take those calls. Come on. Let's let him fly in. What's better, Matt's rants in the previous half hour or the EAS test?
So far, two votes are in on our page on X, and National EAS test is 2-0 over Matt's rants.
Oh, this is just coming. Let's think of the human element here. I mean, sure. Look, sure, Matt's rants are out in left field, and they're kind of crazy in some ways, but at least it's human-generated. As opposed to,
this is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's the original AI. Come on. How could you be losing? But we'll take your phone calls. What do you think? So let's quickly review Matt's rants today. Disgusted about Urban Meyer and Michigan State. Even though I then pointed out to Matt that Urban Meyer has vehemently denied it. And told Bruce Feldman that. Okay.
Correct. I did see Bruce Feldman's tweet as well.
Yes. Kyle Schwarber being held at third in a game where the Phillies won by 3.
Send him home.
Send it home, Jerome. To quote the great Bill Raftery. Jerome laying a pit. And last but not least, the transfer portal being reduced from 60 to 45 days. Matt thinks it should be reduced to 3 hours. It's kind of a short window.
Bingo!
Yeah, I would love that, in fact.
3 hours?
That'll put an end to it.
I got to make up my mind here in a hurry. Well, it's been reduced to 45 days from 60. It's a 30-day window at the end of the season after the college football playoff teams are announced, and a 15-day window at the end of April after spring practice. Okay? So there you go. Those are Matt's three primary rants of the day. Is there another one, a fourth one?
No, nothing has come up that has set me off one way or the other, at least that I've seen. So I think we're going to stick with those three today.
So in other words, in that last half hour, four things were set off. You on Urban Meyer, you on Kyle Schwarber being held at third, you on the transfer portal, and an EAS test.
Yes.
And right now you're telling me on X, Twitter, whatever, you're losing?
Apparently.
Wow.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
I'm trying to give a lot here, John. I'm trying. Right? I'm getting America engaged in the Matt Catrillo world. Hey, how much more am I supposed to give? That's a monumental task. Hey, by the way, ESPN did not exactly cover itself in glory last night on this Phillies game. Oh, did you? I mean, how much of the? I mean, like I said, I got in maybe like the second inning. Okay, but what they said something about Trey Turner learning for the first time what it means to be in postseason?
Correct. I didn't hear this live because I actually listened to our buddy Scott Fransky on the way back from my game that I had last night. But yeah, okay. Carl Ravage apparently said that last night early on in the game. I kind of had the same thing.
The guy's playing in 45 playoff games.
And has done pretty well in those playoff games and World Series.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm missing something here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you put it in the context of playing in the postseason in Philadelphia as a member of the Phillies, okay, I can understand it. And then, what are they doing in the top of the ninth inning? Did you see this?
Top of the ninth, I actually did not see.
Oh, my goodness. There's what? Two outs. And Kimbrel's on the mound. And Kimbrel is one of the few guys that doesn't use the, or at least did not want to use the pitch system last night. Now, maybe it was because of the noise. I don't know. So JT had to give him actual signals. Josh Bell had doubled off the wall in right. So he's on second base. So Kimbrell just, he didn't like the idea of him being on second base, so he deliberately threw the ball straight down to the ground as a balk, because he just wanted him to go to third. He just wanted him off second base. He did not want him in a position where he could steal signs. All right? So that's why he did. He actually did it twice. He finally had to tell the umpire, I'm balking. It's like, umpire, oh, okay. And they sent Bell to third. So there's two outs, and De La Cruz is at the plate. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see a Texas Rangers highlight, followed by a Twins highlight. I think it was one of the home runs hit by Royce Lewis. They then showed Harper scoring from third, and they showed a highlight from the Brewers D-backs game. Like it just like popped up on the screen. Like, what the heck is going on? And the announcers do the right. They didn't reference it. Then it popped up a second time. Like, what the heck are they doing? And then it popped up a third time. Like, who's running this show? Finally, you know, at least they were back with live action. They showed the grounder to Alec Bohn. He threw him out at first and end of the game. What the heck was that? That made no sense at all. I mean, suddenly out of nowhere, they're showing a highlight package of the four playoff games without saying, hey, what a great day in baseball, whatever. They didn't show any of it. Like, okay. Right? And like, what the hey? It was crazy. It just like popped up on the screen. And not only that, it popped up three times. It had to be a mistake. It had to be. I mean, I looked like awkward in the dictionary, and that moment came up. Okay, so this is, of course, you always get explanations, and of course, you know how I feel about that 9 times out of 10, and I don't believe it. Because it's the PR department, and you're like, okay, yeah, sure, all right, I gotcha. All right, sure. ESPN spokesperson, the announcers did not address this because they were watching a separate feed which didn't show the highlight montage. Yes, but wouldn't the producer have said to them, we've got a highlight montage we're showing right now?
Not only that, would they have heard said package in their headset anyway?
No, they would not, because it had no sound to it.
Oh, okay.
Matt, it had no sound, because I know you weren't watching.
Okay.
It had no sound to it. That's what made it so weird. And then, of course, it came up, and they didn't say it. And then it came up again, and they didn't say it. And they're watching a separate feed. But the producer in the truck is sitting there with all the feeds, and he's the one that communicates to the announcers. Or she. It could be a she back in there. I have no idea. In other words, somebody screwed up. It's pretty much...
Yeah, somebody hit a wrong button in the truck.
Or back at Bristol.
True. Right.
Right. And you're sitting there like the bottom line is you messed up. And not only I got to give you credit, it looks stupid.
Just leave it up to ESPN to think of doing the impossible during any sort of broadcast, studio, live game, whatever, and they just continue to do it.
Now, would I blame ESPN for then inserting something that promotes that they've got the games, all the games today between ABC, ESPN, and 2 and ESPN? Of course not. You know, if there's one thing that ESPN is absolutely great at, if you wanted to say above all, what's ESPN at its best? And I've said the Little League World Series. The other one is promoting their games. Yeah, and they've got games. They've got all the games today. But it was awkward. And then it came up again. I'm like, oh, I'm like, this is awkward. Then it came up a third time. I'm like, oh, this is really awkward. I kept looking at it saying, what the heck are they doing? I said, the first time I felt like it was a mess up. Then the next time it came up, I definitely felt like it was a mess up. But like, they're watching a separate feed, but they're not out there by themselves. They've got a producer, a director. The producer's the one that is in direct contact with them. And they always will say, hey, guys, we got a highlight montage coming up. They tell them that. Right? And they'd say, especially during the commercial break, hey, by the way, so what's the order of it? Well, the order is going to be Royce Lewis hitting a home run. Then it's going to be, I can't remember the name of the pitcher, for the Rangers making a great catch at the line, diving to get it. The third one will be Harper scoring, and then the D-backs celebrating a run being scored in the ninth inning. Right? Which I think was the order of what they showed. But they'll tell them that. And in fact, not only will they tell them that, in preview, they'll show it to them going into the top of the ninth inning. They'll show them the montage so that they are not surprised when they see it. They don't do it blind. So in other words, the bottom line is, you messed up. Just say, hey, you know what? We inadvertently did it. Instead of, they were watching a separate feed. Okay, then what's the excuse to the producer of not telling him? Again, you could put out a statement like this if you don't know how it works. Well, I've done a lot of TV in my lifetime. You've done a lot of TV in your lifetime. We know how it works. You fouled up. Simple as that. And you put out some BS. Again, you know, the PR department, let's put out a BS statement and everybody will believe it. All right? And then they wonder why nobody believes them.
There it is.
It's like, I'm sorry, you guys are not good at this. Just, why don't you just say what happened? It's okay. All right? This is a baseball game. It's not the Ukrainian war. Okay? Can we be straight here? It's a baseball game. All right? We're not at the front covering the war. All right. Good. We will take a break. We'll wrap it up. How far behind are you now?
Actually, we're tied at 2-2.
Tied! Oh, a tie. I love it.
Yep. Four this votes, two for Matt's rants, two for national EAS test on our poll on X right now.
So during those dead periods where I don't hear you speaking, you're voting, aren't you?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells foul.
We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, the NCAA Division I Council approved a rule today that will eliminate the initial counter limit for both FBS and FCS. You were limited to 25 initial counters per year, which essentially meant that each program could bring in 25 total players a year. That total included high school prospects, transfers, and they were limited to 25, and the scholarship limit's 85. Well, there's been so much in and out that became problematic. And so now you can get an unlimited number. You just have to make sure you're at less than 85. So that's what it means. So if you've got a lot of in and out, you know, I was telling you about Michigan State. When Mel Tucker first got there, they brought in 20 transfers. 15 were FBS, 5 were FCS, including Kenneth Walker, who's been terrific with not only Michigan State, but terrific in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks. But then the next year, they brought in 9 transfers, but they lost 25. So they're a minus 16. See, now it becomes problematic about where you are when it comes to 85 scholarships. You still tied, or are you surging now?
No, still tied, 2-2.
I mean, what is better? What was better? What was better? The EBS test or Matt's rants?
Poll closes at 6 p.m. Eastern.
You're going to close the poll? I want that poll open until the beginning of the show tomorrow.
All right, let's alter it.
God, come on, let's go. No.
All right,
let's go
I'll alter
it. Till 1 o'clock tomorrow. Well, I mean, I hope that McGranny-Ang promotes it.
I'll pass it along.
Well, come on, McGranny will promote. No, if it involves you, he'll do it. You know? In fact, he'll even vote. I mean, it's a big story for us. I mean, this ranks right up there with the president's dog Commander biting the gardener. So come on.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells foul.
He did, you know. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. They had to remove him, I thought, right?
I don't know what they've done, but he bit the gardener, the what, I don't know. They said that the dog doesn't like the expressions of the Secret Service agents. Imagine what he'd be like around a suit. All right, so. Yeah, that's it became problematic on numbers, just like it became problematic on using freshmen in bowl games. You know, they had that four-game limit. Now the four games just for the regular season. And by the way, say you're a true freshman and you play in four games, and then your team gets to the conference championship game. Guess what? That doesn't count. And then they get to the college football playoff, and they get to the championship game. A true freshman can now play, because of those three games, in seven games. All right? And still retain freshman eligibility for next year. How about that? Interesting. So, I mean, in other words, you could be a freshman that plays in seven games and your eligibility doesn't change because you're allowed four regular season games. Postseason doesn't count. So, of course, the vast majority would be playing in a bowl game. But you could be on one of those teams where you play in the conference championship game, the national semifinals, and the finals, three extra games. And guess what? You're still home free on being a freshman next year.